you need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
We're Tiny, Tiny Horse, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
All right, Indy, wake up call.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. We got a packed show, but first, we just want to wake everybody up. I saw the Hives on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Do you know who the Hives are?
Yes.
Yes, you do know who the Hives are. I shared like the clip that everybody would know the song, right?
Yeah.
I see the Hives frequently. They did not disappoint. It was a Monday. It was a little bit hard, but the opening band is who I'm going to talk about a little later on in the show because I'm obsessed. I have the t-shirt, the whole thing.
Yep.
But let's just wake everybody up and we'll be right back.
That was a good wake-up song.
I know.
I'm very energized.
I love the Hives. And yeah, it was the chats that opened up for them. We're going to talk about the chats later. Did you see in the story I put a little clip of Smoko on the Indy wake-up call
story? No, I didn't see it yet.
It was one of those... you know what? I'm going to talk about it later. I said I'm going to talk about it later because Rev's Ed's coming in at 8:30, and I think Jack would be chats adjacent and would be nerding out with me. In the meantime, Callum's back.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. You liked it. You liked the radio experience.
It's addictive. It's a thrill.
It's a thrill. And you've got some unreleased music for us on a USB.
Yeah, we got some USB files to plug in.
All right.
Virus to infect
your ears. Let's infect everyone today. We have four bands coming in today. Four.
Stacked.
It's Alepalooza tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the third annual, perhaps. Maybe the fourth. And RevZed's going to be here at 8:30 to kick us all off. But yeah, we've got Last Call. We've got Dutch Baby. And Battle of the Bands winner two times. They have a brand new single today that we're going to preview.
Nice.
Premiere on the Indie Wake Up Call. How'd you do last week, Millie? Had the whole show to yourself and friends and the whole thing?
It was a lot of fun. I brought Mitchell on.
Yeah.
He's been on before.
I feel like he's like our special friend.
Yeah, he really is. He's a special friend of CFRC for sure. But I brought on my friend Vina. I also live with her. And she loved it. She's never like done anything like this before. And like as we were leaving, she was like, how do I start my own show? Like, where do I go? Like, da, da, da. Like, she was really, really, really into it. And she was like, oh, like, do you think Cindy will let me come back on at some point?
God.
I'm like, of course.
Did
of
you
course.
Freak out when I texted you from Montreal? Like, you guys are sounding all right.
Yes, I know. I was like, because we were all so scared. And I was honestly, the most intimidating part was doing all of this by myself. But we had a couple technical difficulties.
No, you didn't.
But we bowled through it, and it was a lot of fun.
Callum, your brother Quinn's not here. I know he's not feeling so great, so we're just going to give him a little shout-out. But you guys picked it up pretty fast when you were here two weeks ago, right?
Yeah. You know what? Being on the radio, sharing good music, it's where I want to be on a Thursday morning.
I was telling Millie, though, I don't think you played anything from this millennium.
That's the problem.
There's
really
no problem.
Worked on that.
There's no problem. Like, I feel you did the same thing sometimes. Uh-huh. We did our Spotify Wrapped and what age we were. And how old were you?
Oh, like 40-something.
Yeah. It was a good thing. Yeah. Now, we have new music as well we want to play. Oh, and there's a special show coming up at 10 a.m. We're kind of preempting things here to honor a musician we lost in Kingston this week. So I want you to stick around. We're going to talk more about that as well. If you're a CFRC listener, you probably know what's going on there, but we'll give you more information on that. But in the meantime, beloved band, Kingston band Rust Pump, Fitzgerald Brothers and more, they put out an EP this week, and I shared that we're going to play some of that. I didn't know which one to play. I know. I'm so excited. And one of them's in Dutch Baby, so he might actually come through this morning because Dutch Baby's going to come in. Mm-hmm. But anyway, very excited for Rust Pump. I just find they're a very glued up band in that they help a lot of other bands. They're always playing or helping or whatever, and they're also very good. Great musicians and great performances. So we're going to play something for them.
That's really exciting.
We're going to play some Miss Emily a little later on in the show. We'll talk about her as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, all the other things. Any new music you've been liking lately?
Yeah, I mean,
you put the Foo Fighters on.
Well, the Foo Fighters they're releasing a new album, or maybe it's out now, but they're making some new music, which is really, this is their first music release since Taylor Hawkins passing.
Oh god.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so I threw that on there. That I've been listening to that a lot. I threw on some Sucker Punch, some Cola.
I put in some Papa Rod, who's just like calming to me. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite of the Hives. New album coming out in a few months, and Thundercat has a new album coming out. Although I feel like these songs, we've been listening to them for a long time, but Thundercat hasn't released an album in 6 years.
Wow.
And I love me some Thundercat. You put the Sheepdogs on. Look at you.
Oh, no, credit for that one.
The Sheepdogs. Yeah. So the Sheepdogs were just in town last week.
They were.
Tell me about the Sheepdogs.
That was inspiration. So last week, my friends went and saw them and just could not stop talking about them. So they said, hey, Cal, you got to put on the Sheepdogs. And so we got Surf Hat, who opened for them, and just listening to those songs, kind of trying to live vicariously through them and enjoy that amazing concert.
Amazing. Yeah, they are fantastic live, really well-honed musicians, and a great history of hanging out here at CFRC, actually. I'll tell you that about it off the air. But why don't we get started with the new music from Rust Pump, Never Home. If you know them live, you know this song. Mm-hmm. But let's throw some Sheepdogs in right after that. I think that's going to fit
brilliant.
Well. And then let's see where we go. All right?
All right.
All right, Indie Wake Up Call. It's on. Stick Let's around, go. Though. We have a million bands coming in. You're going to want to hear
so
about
many.
It. So many.
Talk to me. me something, baby, I just got to say. Oh,
divine. Some things you can't define. Sometimes you can't decide. Do I? Do I? Some things you can't divide. Some things you can't define. Sometimes you can't decide.
Hello.
That was a banger. Millie, this is our first time hanging out.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Not much, not much. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for letting me come on this show again. We got to talk about some stuff. Mm-hmm. You like documentaries?
Yeah, sure. I could be convinced. I don't really watch them on the reg, but love a good documentary.
You like birds?
Sure, yeah, big fan.
Okay, this is gonna go crazy, and this is some niche interest type level stuff, but I watched a documentary recently about extreme bird watching.
Extreme bird watching?
Yeah, can I tell you more?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, this was absolutely insane. These guys, these brothers, just got really into extreme bird watching and made a documentary about it. It started off like a mockumentary, kind of mocking this really niche special interest group. But they got into it. They started collecting birds. They went on a year-long challenge to get as many bird species in North America as possible. And yeah, it was crazy.
The Pokemonification of bird watching.
Exactly. And there's this app called eBird. And it's basically a Pokédex.
An app.
It's made by Cornell University, and it's a Pokédex for birds.
Oh, so seriously, the Pokemonification of bird watching. You know what? I love that. I like that bird watching can be extreme and intense.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's beautiful.
It's all about just appreciating nature. You're not invading them. Mm-hmm. You're not hurting them. You're just observing and appreciating the beauty.
Have you ever been to the Nature Center out by the airport?
I haven't.
Prime bird watching.
Oh, yeah?
Last time I was there, I sat for an hour and watched a snake eat a frog whole.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. That's sweet. All right. I'm really thrilled to be able to share a song with you guys today that was given to me by a friend, Lucas Celia, bassist of Jinx.
Major shots.
He shared the song with me, and I asked him if I could play on the radio, and he gave me permission. It's called, let me get this right, it's called The Subtle Anxieties of a Dog. And I'm really thrilled to play it. It's unreleased, and y'all are hearing it for the first time. Enjoy.
Spend all these hours staring at the wall alone. So if I could just hear that locked in by your key, I'd perk up instantly, greet you immediately. I wanna hear about your day and make it all just go away, but I can't speak to you in the language you understand. The phrase totally complete. I just wanna say I loved you so much since the day we met. And I'm your pet, take me to the vet and I'll put you dead. Let me outside, take me for a ride, smoke a cigarette. Just go ahead. you, then I'll leave you alone.
Talking about it for like a year, but I finally got to see the Chats on Monday night at History. Everyone was really nice to me. I was at the front. I didn't get kicked in the head, and it was so good. And Jack is here from RevSet, and you were there Sunday night.
Yes, I was.
Oh my God. When did you get your tickets?
Oh, probably around Christmas or November.
It was, the first night was sold out. Did you see Rue there? Rue was there.
Yes, I did run into Rue.
Oh, my God. She couldn't come on Monday because she had other shows to go through. I think she goes to a show every night now that she lives in Toronto. Anyway.
Good for her.
I know. And that's all I want for her. The Chats, 10 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Chat song?
Oh, well, maybe the one that you just played, possibly.
6 liter GTR. I said they didn't play the clap, but I thought The Price of Smokes was the highlight of the night. But yeah, so good. So good.
Well, definitely the title of that one. it sticks in your head.
Song, like, I've been drunk in every pub in Brisbane. They've got that song. They didn't play that one, but that's a good one too. Also, The Hives were there. First time seeing The Hives. Like, come on. So good.
Yeah, just one of the best.
They didn't hurt themselves. We were happy about that, so that was excellent. Anyway, we're here because Alepalooza tonight. Were you at the first Alepalooza?
Yes, I was.
You were, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a band member?
Looks like it.
Okay, so I'm gonna just give this to Millie for a second, and you're going to ask them a little bit about Alepalooza tonight.
So we were just trying to remember, this is the third Alepalooza?
Fourth.
Oh, damn. They've been going for a minute. And you guys were at the very first one, too?
We didn't perform there. I was there watching the show.
Nice. And did you do Alepalooza last year as well?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Okay, nice. That's super exciting. Are you guys... You guys had an EP or an... Oh, no, you heard your album drop recently, right?
We released our EP, Welcome to the Real World, two months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're going to play You're Gonna Hear My Name in a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning,
Haluka.
Haluka's here. Hey, guys, I saw you guys like carrying the serious weight of the musical component of the Vogue fashion show a few weeks ago. Oh, my God.
Carrying.
Like the transitions.
Damn right.
The transitions were freaking me out. You had like 30 seconds to set up drum kits and so on. How was that?
Oh,
I mean, you guys look experienced, and as like there were, it didn't look like any glitches on my side of things, but I was impressed.
Yeah, it turned out all right. Yeah, that was one hell of an experience to be a part of. Very grateful for all the people that I got to meet and to be able to be a part of such a grand production during my last year at university.
Okay, so you just said it. Last year of university, that always makes me nervous with some of my favorite student bands. And yes, it's like saying favorite child, but yeah, Rev Zed is up there. We love you guys.
Thank you.
We love you guys. And so there are things on the horizon, though. Like, school ends, but the band continues. Maybe tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to be playing some shows. We've got three shows scheduled after Alepalooza. One at Musiki on April 17th at The Grad Club on May 2nd, that's part of the Homegrown Music Festival, and on May 22nd at the Toucan. Aside from that, we are planning to continue doing the same kind of thing that we are doing, except maybe a bit more seriously, just because there's a bit less on our plates now. We're going to get back into the studio at some point. We're going to continue playing live shows, play some live shows outside of Kingston, and just see where the road takes us.
Amazing. What time are you on tonight?
We are roughly on at 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's a stacked show.
Yeah.
And we've got two times coming in, and I've never met them, and they won Battle of the Bands.
Right.
And
yes,
they got the new single this morning, so we're very excited to see them. Have you seen them? Battle of the Bands, right?
We've played plenty of shows with them before.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Great guys.
Very excited to have them, but also excited that Rev Zed continues, and we've loved the album. We've been playing it a lot at the station. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. You know we would. yeah, so anything we can expect tonight? Is there anything new or some surprises for us?
Well, one song that we've only played once before, but other than that, I would consider this to be a greatest hit set.
Okay. Nice. All bangers. All killer, no filler. Amazing. Guys, it's always a pleasure to have you in. Anything else I need to know?
I think that's about it.
All right. All right. Well, it's always fun waking up bands, and thanks for being the 8:30 band. I always appreciate it. I'm just happy to hear there's more Red Zed in our future, so we'll see you guys tonight.
All right.
Thank you. Let's go out with You're Gonna Hear My Name.
Everyone remember.
That
wrong
was,
one, sorry.
Oh No by Chlorine. And before that, what was that before that, Millie?
That was Standing Ovation by Sucker Punch, who I really like the band Ocean Avenue, and they kind of fill that void for me. Sucker Punch is fire. Oh, but awesome. Who are we just listening to? Explain.
Yeah, so Chlorine, they're a Kingston / Toronto band, and I had the privilege of seeing them Friday twice.
Oh, nice.
First at a little matinee show at mm-hmm. the Center of the Universe, Clark Hall Pub, My Heaven on Earth, and again that evening at a party that, oh my God, I've never felt so much energy in one room.
Oh my gosh. Was it a house party?
It was a house party.
Live show at a house party must have been sick.
Oh, dude, it's the best thing ever. It's the energy in the room when everyone knows each other and everyone knows the band and people are, they're just playing for the love of the game.
Mm-hmm. That's sick. So Chlorine, are they Queens people?
Yeah. So one of them, the bassist is in Queens Engineering.
Nice.
The other guys, some are UFT students, some have graduated mm-hmm. already. All of them live in Toronto. I believe they met in high school, is what I found out. And they've just been tearing it up. Release an EP. It's on Spotify. Release a new single in 2025. It's hard to find because there are multiple bands named Chlorine. The one we're looking at right now actually isn't Chlorine. But,
okay, I was going to say, I was like...
Yeah, they're great. They're awesome. Check them out if you can. They'll be playing Toronto, I think, this summer. And I just got to give a shout out to my man's Johnny. He's the keyboardist, all-around hype man.
Shout out, Johnny.
His stage presence reminds me of Flea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's a high bar.
Dude, he tears it up. Nice. Yeah, but that's what we got for now. We have Dutch Baby coming in.
Yeah, we have Dutch Baby coming in a second.
What are we going to play until then?
I was going to play Double Double Land by Forever Factory, which I think is a new single that they just dropped. Yeah. Forever Factory is like a brand new artist. I played their first song, Absence, a couple weeks ago. I think it came out. And they just released a new song, Double Double Land. And I actually haven't listened to it yet, so this is going to be my first time listening to it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back on in a second with Dutch Baby.
I'm
Hello, hello.
We're back with a special guest. Marijke is with us from Dutch Baby. How you doing, Marijke?
I'm doing well. Thanks, guys.
So you guys are playing Alepalooza tonight?
Yes, we are. Very excited.
That's really exciting. What time do you guys come on?
We're on at 11, so we're the last slot.
Ooh, closing nice. It down. Yeah. Eh? Love hey. It.
Yeah.
Love it. Awesome. So what are we looking to expect tonight? Covers, originals? Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of a nice blend, as always. We have some of our, like, classic covers, I guess, that we play quite a bit. And then we're actually playing several songs off of a new EP that we have coming out next week, which is really exciting. So we're hyped to share those.
That's so exciting. We have, you guys dropped Don't Pass Me By a couple weeks ago, maybe months ago at this point.
Yeah, it was back in January. Yeah. We recorded through Open Sessions, which was really cool. And then this new EP we recorded actually at Bathhouse, which was really fun.
Oh, nice. Bathhouse is sick.
Yeah, so it was awesome.
Tell us a bit about the recording process. As like a new artist, you do mainly performing, but what about recording? What's different about that?
Well, I mean, actually going to Bathhouse was really cool because we were like secluded for 2 days and it was just us and then the sound engineer Niles. So it was really collaborative. We actually wrote a little bit there too. But in terms of just generally like making our own music, we definitely have performing in mind since we do that so much. I think a lot of our songs are made to be played live and try to get the crowd going, that kind of thing.
Man, that's awesome. Talking about that, getting the crowd going, I've had the privilege of seeing you guys play a couple times and can you ever do that? What have you learned through the past year of performing that's really like that's helped bring up the energy in a venue with a crowd, maybe a crowd that doesn't know who you are?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think picking the right covers, I think sometimes it's not the songs that you love so much as the songs that like you've heard play in the bar before and people get hype or you know, maybe what you wish you could hear at Trin, not to slander Trin, but what you could hear at Trin and kind of get excited there. So I think, yeah, sometimes a different student band will play a cover and that'll kind of inspire us too. Like I remember last year there was that huge trend of everyone playing The Hip. That was really fun. I think there's been, I know Last Call played Kiwi and then we were like, I mean, not to rip them off, but we were like, we love Kiwi, like let's try it. So I think that's kind of fun, like collaborating with other bands, seeing what works for them, what works for you.
Cool. I love that. Do you guys ever listen to a song trending on TikTok, like, I don't know, Silver Springs, and decide, let's play Silver Springs?
I think definitely, okay, I have brought that up before where it's like, maybe we should play something that's viral, you know, that might appeal to like a broader base of people. But then sometimes, you know, there's pushback on that because it's like, you don't want to be like pandery. I think one that we did last year was You're So Vain, when that was trending with like the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days was like really popular.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely sometimes. And it does get the crowd going. So it's a tried and true method for sure.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that kind of, that song, You're So Vain, stays true to your own identity. Like I could see you guys playing that even if it wasn't trending.
I appreciate that because that's a really hype song. So I think that reflects well on us. But yeah, it's a good song.
That's really exciting. So for tonight, you guys are doing like a blend of covers and some originals and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. In terms of covers, I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but we always do Hey Ya, so we're probably going to do that again. And then, we have some new originals. There's one called Jesse James, one called Riley's Five Dive, one called Badhead for Numbers. So we're going to play those as well.
That's so exciting. Is that some of the music we're going to expect to see next week?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And we've been playing these for a minute. So anybody who's been to our shows recently, this will probably not be new, but we've been kind of perfecting them in the studio. That's another part of recording that's cool is you really like when you write a song and you play it live so quickly, sometimes there are many different versions and certainly like on keys, I think I play a different version every single time of like some of these songs, the originals. So going in the studio and like having this version on tape where you're like, if somebody heard me live and then listened to it and it was like super different, they might clock that. Like it definitely changes the way you perform. So that's fun too.
That's really cool. I love that mindset, kind of being like that jam band sort of thought process.
Yeah.
Millie?
I was just going to say, like, that must be a lot of fun, like, kind of fine-tuning and perfecting, like, deciding what kind of sound you want for the actual recorded version versus playing it live. Do you find that you try to do it a little bit differently, like, when you're recording versus playing it live, or do you try and stick to relatively the same thing?
Well, what was cool at Bathos, and Open Sessions has this now too, is that you can record all the instruments at the same time. I think Don't Pass Me By, we did an ISO, so it was like, we played that one a lot more, but it definitely had a different feel to it versus like doing it all together when you didn't have like a part written down made it a lot easier because, you know, I had like the guitar right there. I could see like, you know, Aiden had like a body cue that told me, okay, I'm going to do this thing. Or like I could see Sam going in for a fill that typically like triggered a certain, you know, whatever way that I played the bridge mm-hmm. or something like that. So getting to work in combination with everyone else definitely, I think, made it sound differently. But yeah, when you're recording, I think also just thinking more broadly about how your sound is going to be on the EP as a whole. And you're like, well, if I, you know, if I'm doing a ton of fills on this one song on keys, then like maybe I'll pull back on the other one so that it's not so keys heavy, like kind of mm-hmm. thinking of it as a project.
Love that. Love that. Should we play Don't Pass Me By?
Yeah, I was going to say we have Don't Pass Me By queued up, which we've, oh my God. We've been a big fan of on the show. I think we've played this a couple times.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
A banger, like triple platinum. Could we expect to maybe hear that?
Triple plat? Tonight? I think we'll probably play that tonight. Yeah, definitely. That's one of our faves too.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks that's so much cool. for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
And good luck tonight.
Thanks.